Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. As I hear of driverless cars, I wonder why. As I drive around Eureka, I'm not sure if some of the cars in our streets aren't driverless. I've had people change lanes, weaving in and out, and there they are waiting at the next light. I've had people make left-hand turns from the right-hand lane of a one-way street. The list goes on and on. Why do we need driverless cars? All the research that goes into that area of technology could be put to so much better use. What if something goes wrong? Who's going to stop or straighten out that car? If you don't want to drive somewhere, take a bus or a cab, or have someone else drive you. As I listened to Dr. Emily's last two comments, I'll have to say, I've often wondered, as I sat in the doctor's office, and I've sat in plenty of them, just how much it costs to have all those people, all that equipment, all that technology, ready there to tend to all the things that are wrong with us. You go into the doctor's office feeling pretty good, and you come out finding you have something wrong with you. Well, I guess it's better to find out sooner than later. Then, when you look at the bill or statement in the mail that gives the amounts Medicare or your insurance paid on that bill, you wonder how they stay in business. I, for one, get real upset when I hear that the government wants to cut back on Medicare reimbursements and the insurance companies want to cut back on what they will pay while raising their premiums. No wonder we're losing our medical community. If you read Friday's Time Standard and watched Keat TV on Saturday, you might have read and seen the good articles on our own Blue Ox from Millworks and the marvelous work they do with non-traditional students. I've commented on Blue Ox before, but I feel like it's worth bringing it up again. Eric and Viviana and the staff at Blue Ox School teach so many basic courses of things that kids can do right off the bat. There are so many jobs that these kids who are bright and smart in their own way can fill, jobs that make them realize that they are worth something and really fill the gaps that more traditional students might not see. Another thing about Blue Ox is that Eric is a master woodworker. He showed me a solid, old-growth redwood table that he had hand-planed. The top was smoother than formica, and he showed me and let me try some of the foot and hand-powered equipment that makes Blue Ox so unique. While I'm on the subject of Keat TV, let's not forget that Keat TV is facing a crisis. You can join and support a wonderful station for $5 or more a month. Another outfit that can always use our help is the Northern California Community Blood Bank. As I heard on Ken's Monday morning, they are in critically short supply of O. Give someone life. Last, I'll say goodbye to my friend Carl Cooper, who passed away last week. Carl was a good, caring insurance agent who would go out of his way to fix a problem or see that you were properly covered. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.